the attention to what we often call as the upper motor neuron syndrome. And this is what the upper motor neuron syndrome is, where you have increased activity due to what we would say inhibition or lost inhibition or release, and then you have reduced activity that leads to weakness, fatigability, and loss of motor control. Now, if you accept this as the classification of the upper motor neuron syndrome, an important point to take away is we use the word spasticity. Spasticity is only one feature. Just think back to your clinical practice, think back to your training. If a patient after a neurological condition had increased reflexes, they would say, oh, this person has spasticity. If they had clonus, they'll say possibly spasticity. If they have abnormal movement patterns, we use the word spasticity. So what you will find is just naturally a collective of people have used the word spasticity to broadly classify anything that sat under the positive features of the upper motor neuron syndrome. Now, we started looking at this quite systematically around 1997. And I think one of the first things we did when we